Heli-Ski Management is back on the Haynes agenda, and more holly jolly things to do this weekend. It's the Cage Nest Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. The Skagway Borough Assembly meets in a rescheduled regular meeting this Friday at 1:30 p.m. The meeting will continue the discussion on a letter to White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad regarding restarting negotiations on the port. The newly created Outdoor Arts Facility Committee is bringing several action items to the Assembly in order to move forward with developing a conceptual design for the facility. Interests include both local and outside fundraising ideas, insurance coverage, ownership and management, and rules for the shared recreation area. The proposed outdoor facility is envisioned to be at Seven Pastures and will be a multiple-use venue operated by the Borough and Skagway Arts Council. The Outdoor Arts Facility Committee of 8, which includes several members of the Assembly and Arts Council, is meeting previous to the Assembly meeting at 4:15 p.m. on Thursday in Assembly Chambers. At the rescheduled Assembly meeting, the group will also hear from the Dyea Community Advisory Board, which is proposing rule changes in the campground there. To improve management of the Dyea Flats campground, which has received considerable improvements over the past 3 years, the group is suggesting installation of a small kiosk for self-registration and notices to replace the sign-up method at the police department. The group is also recommending a 14-day limit to camping in the 7 established sites to cut down on the amount of summer visitors who use the site as a residence. The rescheduled regular Assembly meeting for the Skagway Borough is Friday, 1:30 p.m. at Assembly Chambers in City Hall. The heli-skiing work group in Haynes could come to an end, but that doesn't mean the negotiations on how to best manage the local helicopter skiing industry is over. In Tuesday night's regular Assembly meeting, the Assembly voted unanimously to introduce an ordinance that would sunset the ad hoc committee that's been working between industry representatives, local residents, and the municipality to compromise on how to go about regulating, monitoring, and enforcing rules associated with the springtime sport that draws travelers from around the globe. Mayor Stephanie Scott introduced the idea to the group.
This is something that comes from me. I've been concerned. So you have this in front of you that I'd ask you to either confirm my conclusion that the heli-ski work group work is complete or reassign tasks to the work group.
Assembly members, although voting unanimously to go ahead and bring the ordinance through the public hearing process, had mixed feelings about taking away a tool that has led to many changes in borough code on how the heli-ski tour companies operate in the Chilkat Valley. Damon Hoffman.
I'm not sure that the task was completed because there's still some animosity.
The committee was meant to be the dream team to solve the issues that divided the community on the issue. The group attempted to evaluate how the current rules were working and look for how to streamline a partnership among residents concerned about environmental impacts, the growing heli-ski businesses, and the municipality. That kind of task, Assemblymember Joanne Waterman added, is ongoing.
I agree that the work group should be sunsetted, but I don't agree that the work should sunset. I think the industry is always evolving, and I think there still needs to be some refinement as far as what the ordinance says.
Other members urged the borough to request a summary report from the committee to help the parties not lose track of the group's progress and discoveries, and to note the problems that still exist, such as how to effectively gather and sort the GPS data that's documented as a result of the heli-ski ordinance authored by the group and approved last year. Assemblyman Steve Vick noted he doesn't think the work is over, but is encouraged by hearing that some members of the committee agree the group should be sunset.
I think there's quite a few loose ends, and GPS is one of them. Simple things I think we could figure out, we just didn't know what questions to answer. Like, what file format do they export the GPS in? What program do we compile it in? What data should be in the GPS file when they export it? was the frequency of the GPS points. Those things are things, I mean, I'm just pointing out a lot of little things that we weren't able to take the GPS points and compile them because we didn't have detailing.
Mayor Scott suggested that if the group is sunset, any heli-ski issues that require borough attention could be covered by the Commerce Committee, which often handled these matters previous to the formation of the specialized group. The Assembly later approved that an item be added to the next agenda that would allow them to discuss how to make the GPS data that heli companies now are obligated to turn into the borough proprietary. The ordinance to sunset the heli-skiing work group is introduced for its first public hearing at the next meeting. The next regular assembly meeting is not in 2 weeks. It'll be Tuesday, January 10th at 6:30 p.m. in assembly chambers at the Public Safety Building in Haines. Is the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act a path to assimilation or a means of cultural survival? That's the question posed by Sea Alaska Heritage Institute President Rosita Worrell. She spoke earlier this season as part of this year's Juno Lecture Series, focusing on ANCSA, which has its 40th anniversary this month. Worrell, an anthropologist, is also vice chair of the Sea Alaska Regional Corporation's board.
Congress enacted ANCSA to promote assimilation, but ironically, it also enacted into law a traditional value of sharing through a form of what I call corporate socialism.
She says that involves more than dividends. Regional corporations share 70% of their logging and mining earnings. Many also offer special payments or extra shares to elders. Worrell says giving shareholders descendants stock and voting rights is a modern version of a traditional value. Arctic Slope, Doyon, Nana, and Sea Alaska Corporation shareholders have approved such measures.
In voting to give stock to natives born after 71, the individual shareholder is asked to choose between group rights of Native societies or individual rights of Western societies.
Worrell says ANCSA is not a finished work. While it's almost 40 years old, it has undergone a number of changes, and she expects to see more. Worrell went through the history of efforts to resolve property and other disputes that led up to ANCSA. She said land transfers are one of the legislation's most important elements.
Congress really wanted to have clear title to Alaska because it was necessary for economic development. Native people, on the other hand, wanted ownership of their land, and they rejected the BIA control of their lands.
High school wrestling season ended over the weekend with the 1-2 and 3A state championships in Nikiski. Skagway did not have any athletes at the state meet, but Haines sent a group to compete with the many teams across Alaska. The Glacier Bears placed 9th out of the 14 Southeast teams that participated. That was behind Mount Edgecombe, Sitka, Craig, Wrangell, Thorn Bay, Metlakatla, Yakutat, and Pelican, and 32nd overall. Haines' team, with 8 points total, took down a few other Southeast rivals, including Petersburg, Cake, Hoona, Heidelberg, and Klowock. Bethel won the state title with 188 points at the 2011 state championship for Alaska's 1, 2, and 3A schools. Mount Edgecombe was the top placement from the region, 116 points in sixth place. In other sports, swimmers from Haines were part of Southeast Championships at Diamond Park Aquatic Center in Juneau earlier this week. Hosts Glacier Bear Swim Club took the most points in the meet, followed by Baranoff Barracuda Swim Club and Ketchikan Killer Whales. Haines Dolphins took 6th with 107 points total. That's 53 points for Haines girls and 54 for the boys. Everyone's getting a present this Christmas.
We kind of think of this as a Christmas gift to the community,
says Annette Smith with the local theater group Lynn Canal Community Players. The troupe is bringing back the second Holly Jolly Follies Christmas show this Sunday afternoon at the Chilcot Center in Haines.
It's a Christmas variety show, and people from the community are bringing their talents and their skits and their enthusiasm for Christmas to the stage to just kind of say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the community. And that's the way I look at it. It's kind of a Christmas gift from all of us to everybody out in Haines.
And whatever you asked Santa for, you'll probably find something like it in this show. Be it funny, nostalgic, serene, or just plain weird.
I think we have about 17 or 18 acts. And some of them are music, and some of them are skits, and some of them are extremely unusual. But they're all fun. It's sort of Christmas on the lighter side.
In the lineup are the Haynes Women A Cappella Choir and the Presbyterian Church Bell Choir for traditional holiday entertainment. And then there's something that has to do with a hatching egg, and then there's a grumpy elf. Plus, the return of some of last year's crowd pleasers.
So it's going to be a lot of fun, and the Venture Scouts are providing some awfully good goodies during the intermission.
This year's Holly Jolly Follies Christmas Variety Show is at the Chilcat Center for the Arts this Sunday, December 18th at 4 p.m. Tickets are at the bookstore or the door and are $10 for adults, $6 for students, and $30 for families.
We are just real pleased to be able to do it again this year. And we designed it to be close to Christmas so that there would be something going on after the kids got out of school and when the college kids and families, visiting families, come back for the holidays. Unfortunately, it's not real close, but it's as close as we could get without running right into Christmas. And we hope everyone has a wonderful time there at Holly Jolly's this Sunday at 4.
For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Share your local news with anyone. Just send them a link to khns.org. Archives of past newscasts are under the Listen tab.